KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Winds southeast at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic Fire Department provided mutual aid to the Guthrie Center Fire Department late Wednesday night and early this morning while battling a large structure fire in downtown Guthrie Center. According to reports, smoke was reported to be coming from an apartment at 309 and a half State Street above the Strawberry Patch clothing store. The incident was called in at around 10 p.m. Wednesday. Panora Fire was requested for their ladder truck as the flames began to appear through the roof of the building just before 11 p.m. Stewart's ladder truck also arrived on the scene at around 11:15 p.m. All the agencies battled the blaze for about 4 hours. There were no injuries reported as several occupants had already exited the building prior to the firefighters' arrival or were gone. The cause of the blaze has not yet been made official as of early today. There was said to be significant fire and water damage to the Strawberry Patch building, smoke damage to Dowd Drug Pharmacy, as well as smoke and water damage to the Cabbage Rose building in Guthrie Center. Panora EMS, the Iowa State Patrol, Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, and Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agencies assisted at the scene, and the staff at the Casey's in Guthrie Center provided water, Gatorade, pizza, and donuts to all the first responders. A man and a woman from Red Oak were arrested last night for violating a protection order. Red Oak police say 47-year-old Dennis Joseph Doyen was arrested for violating the protective order, and 67-year-old Nancy Lee Hoffman was arrested for aiding and abetting the violation of a protective order. The pair was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where they were being held on $300 each. Also, the Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 293 Iowans have tested positive for COVID-19 since Wednesday for a total of 26,894, or 9.9% of all persons tested. Of the total number of cases, 6,897 patients had a pre-existing medical condition. Authorities said also 4 more persons have died from the virus for a total of 694. Officials say 487 of those who died had also had a pre-existing medical condition. The number of Iowans who have tested negative is on the rise at 254,480, along with the number who have recovered, 16,913. A total of 272,750 tests have been completed. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities, or LTCs, continue to decline, and as of today is down to 28. Health officials say 830 staff and residents of those facilities have tested positive for the virus. 521 have recovered, and there is no change in the number of deaths at 356 at those facilities. In southwest and western Iowa, Region 4 of the Regional Medical Coordination Center, 6 patients are hospitalized. That's 1 fewer than Wednesday. 2 are in an ICU. There were no new admissions, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. Statewide, the numbers continue to decline, with 137 hospitalized, 42 in an ICU, 26 on ventilators. 13 people were admitted to the hospital over the past 24 hours, as compared to 22 on Wednesday. Overall, the number of Iowans tested is on the rise. The number of COVID-19 positive cases remains nearly steady. The number of those who have recovered is on the decline, and the number of deaths are also down. In the immediate KJAN listening area, the only changes in positive COVID-19 cases and the number of persons who have recovered are in Cass County, 16 cases with 16 recoveries. Adair County, 13 cases with 11 recoveries. Adams County has 7 cases to date. 5 of those persons have recovered. Audubon County, 15 cases with 11 recovered. Guthrie County reports 63 cases to date with 48 persons having recovered. In Montgomery County, there are 10 cases and 7 recovered. Pottawatomie County has 643 cases and 438 recovered. Shelby County had 92 cases at last check with 50 recovered. And just for a side note, Pottawatomie County public health officials yesterday said there were no new cases, positive cases of COVID-19 to report on Wednesday. In our funeral announcements, David Eugene Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died June the 4th in Omaha. A celebration of life for David Sargent will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Prairie Rose State Park, shelter number 2 in Shelby County. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ernest Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May the 3rd. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be today at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Abby Pierce, age 61, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Graveside services for Abby Pierce will be today at 11 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dorothy Larson, age 88, of Stanton and formerly of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Dorothy Larson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Arthur Art Hibray, age 94, of Harlan, died June 19th. Funeral services for Art Hibray will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Terry Bird Brent, age 56, of Stewart, died June 16th. A memorial service for Terry Brent will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Kenneth Love, age 92, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Kenneth Love will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Kensley Renee Railsback, age 2, of Guthrie Center, died March 25th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A celebration of life for Kensley Railsback will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Colleen Morrison, age 64, of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and formerly of Atlantic, has died on February 17th. The celebration of life for Colleen Morrison will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Anthony Bruns, age 37, of Spring Hill, Louisiana, died Friday. Funeral services for Anthony Bruns will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Lynn Boffman, age 60, of Kirkman, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Lynn Arthur Boffman will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Kirkman. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Jane Yvonne Dyson, age 72, of Carson, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Jane Dyson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Harold Rokols, age 84, of Casey, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Private family graveside services for Harold Rokols will be held in the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Douglas Seaman, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Douglas Seaman will be at a later date. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Margaret Slepsky, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Margaret Slepsky are currently pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.